Okay, Boker Tov. We're holding Shabbos Taf Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis. Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis, the bottom at the Mishnah. Today's Taf is Kuf Mem Tes. We are going to discuss today the Mishnah. We discuss the halachas of reading different things on Shabbos, reading different lists, or different, when you enter in the Gemara, reading different shtaris, reading different books on Shabbos. It's a very relevant topic. So the Gemara is going to get into what the potential prohibitions are, and we'll discuss a little bit halach lamaisa, how we rule today. Zak the Mishnah. Mayna adam es archeisav, es archav, ves parparisav mepiv. A person can count out his guests from his guest list or his different dishes that he plans to serve mepiv. He can mouth them, count it out with his mouth, avleim nexav, but he can't read it from a paper, he can't read it from a list that's actually written down. That's problematic. Rashi explains, because what's going to happen is he's going to notice that he has too many guests and not enough food, or he's going to want to change the guest list. So Rashi's actually is he's going to erase some of the guests from the list. He doesn't want the shamish to invite them because he doesn't have enough food. So that's the issue, is you're going to have to erase from the list. That's the problem. Okay, says Mishnah further. Mafas Adam din number two. The Mishnah have three dinim. Din number two. Mafas Adam banav may say al shulchan. A person can make deals like mafas, like a lashon of a piece of like a lottery. He can make raffles with his children. The food on the table. Seems like he can make raffles as to who gets first, and maybe even which part of the, let's say, the animal, which part of the meat each person gets, but as to portion size, that he cannot do. And the Mar is going to ask why, and the Mar is ultimately going to qualify what that line of the Mishnah means. Mar says, Umatil, and last in the Mishnah relates to this second in, but it's a little bit of a different angle, and that's talking about the kind of doing avayda. Umatil, chalashim, al-kachim, they could do, again, chalashim is the Mar is going to ask where we see this, but it's the lashon of lottery. You could do a lotto, you could do a drawing, a raffle for kachim, for different avayda, piyamtiv, avlay, almanes, but not for the portion. You can do it for who does avoid it, but not for the actual portions that you can't do. The Gemara is going to elaborate what that line means. The Gabbikanim. So the Mishnah really is really called three or two and a half dinim. Din number one is about not reading from lists or not reading from lists, whether it's food or whether it's menus, can't read from lists. And din number two/three has to do with drawings and raffles. The Gabbai splitting up the manas in the house. And also the Gabbai Kahanim in the base of English. Okay. So first of all, Ahmed is going to focus on this idea of reading from shtaras. Says the Gemara, top of Kuf Mem Tes Min Aleph. My time. Why can one not read from a list? Says the Gemara, two reasons. Rabbi Amar Gezer Shem Imchik, Abai Amar Gezer Shem Yukam Shtari Deitis. Rabbi says it's a Gezer, you may come to erase, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, that you may come to erase when you see that there's too many guests here. You may come to erase from the, it's actually Rashi the Gemara. I quoted Rashi the Mishnah already. It's Rashi on the top over here. Rashi says that when you see you have too many guests, you may come to erase from the list. And obviously it's a problem of being meichik. Abaye says the reason is because you may come to read shtarei deitis. Rashi explains the problem of shtarei deitis is mekach memker. Shtarei deitis itself is mekach memker. You can't read mekach memker. And if you read this list, you may come to read shtaris of mekach memker. So, of course, the simple reading of the Gemara, Ritva points out, seems to be talking in levels of gzeira le gzeira. Mekach memker itself, we discussed it as recently as last night. We've discussed it many times about the Masechta. Mekach memker itself is a gzeira. This is your abundant because either mitzeichav secha, or a gzera, because you may come to write, you may come to ksiva on Shabbos. Here we're saying you can't read shtarei, you can't read the lists, the guest lists, or the food lists, the menu, because you may come to read shtaris, you may come to read shtaris of Mecha Memker, that would seemingly be gzera. And even the Ritva points out, even in the first case, even in the Rabbi's chat of Shem Yimchik, we know Mechika is an Issa Daraisa. Mechika is indeed one of the Lam Tas Malachas, but that's only when you erase something with the intent to replace it. When you erase it with the intent to replace it. If you stop and erase something with no intent to write something in its place, that's the only Drabanan. And in our case, Rashi seems to explain, you have not, the case could be, for example, you don't have enough food, and you erase from the list some people's names, you're not going to replace them because the problem is you don't have enough food for more guests. So you're not going to replace them. You're just erasing it to erase. That would certainly be only in a Sidra Banan. So Ritva says that you have to say in both these answers, the famous the Klawi say, oh, from like Gzeira Gzeira, that the Chazal saw when they made the Gzeira, like Kaimiha, was all made at the same time, that the one Gzeira wouldn't last without the second. If you wouldn't make Gzeiras on these scenarios, then the original Gezerah Darbanan wouldn't last either, and therefore it's not going to say Gezerah, it's like almost like Kulachat Gezerah, it's one big Gezerah to protect the original Gezerah. Some Sefer actually specifically explains, not like Rashi, that at least by the case of Mechika, he explains the case of Mechika was, you're not looking to erase from the list because you don't have food, you're looking to exchange, you decide, I don't want to invite Reuven, I want to invite Shimon. So you're erasing Reuven, the concern is you would erase Reuven to write Shimon, that would be a mechika d'oraisa. So according to Rabban, according to Chassam Sefer, I'm sorry, this diak in the first case of Rav Bivi, that Rav Bivi is talking about a gzera legzera type of idea would not be true. It could be a real gzera out to mechika d'oraisa, not like Rashi. Rashi clearly doesn't learn the way, but Chassam Sefer, the way he explains it, would avoid that issue of gzera legzera, at least in Rav Bivi's malach. We'll speak more about Shtari Deitus in a few moments. I mean, let's make one quick point now, and then we'll get into the Divishitis for Shainim and a little bit of Halacha Maisa and Shadjaitis as we go further in the Gemara. But one basic discussion, Rashi of it seems to say this is Shadjaitis is, because it leads to Mekach Umemker. It can relate to Shadjaitis itself as Mekach Umemker, and therefore that's a problem. The question over here is, in our Sugya, what are we doing? We're just reading. We know the Halacha is that Hirhurim, we say it in one of the songs of Shabbos, Ma'adidas, Hirhurim Mutarim. The Halacha is, at least Mitzei Chavtzecha, if you're worried about writing down transactions, that can be more problem. But if you, let's go with the Tzad now, that the issue of business is Mitzei Chavtzecha. The Halacha is Mitzei Chavtzecha, but Dabar Davar, we say that Dafka Dabar Davar, Dafka when you speak it out is a problem. But Machshavas are Mutar, Hirhurim Mutarim, Machshavas are Mutar, it's not an issue to have a machshava about these things on Shabbos. When one is reading a list, all he's doing, unless he's verbalizing it out loud, if he's just reading a list, then he's doing what we call hirur. It's machshava. So why is that a problem? So we have two answers in the Achrenim. Rabbi Akiva Emden answers that hirur is only mutter when it pops into one's head. This is the Gemara that we say that machshava, that deeper is usher, hirur is mutter, is dafk when the hirur popped into one's head. And the idea is because it's very hard to control one's thoughts. We can't control one's thoughts. You know, there's assume in the Torah, love him about not being jealous and things like that, which are based in thought, and we say a person absolutely can control the thoughts as well. But Lameisa, the Isra Abban on Shabbos of Mitzei Chavtzecha applies, and Dabar Davar only applies to speaking it out, not to thoughts, but specifically thoughts that pop into one's head. To go and read something, you're actually proactively going and putting it into your mind, that would be problematic, and therefore the Kula of Hirurim Mutarim doesn't apply. That's the back of Endon's, he's making essentially a big qualification on the concept of Hirurim Mutar. The Shulchan Rav says a different answer. He says that the reason why Hirurim Mutar as opposed to Dabar Davar is because Dabar Davar is Nikr. It's very clear, he's talking about these things that are business related. Dabar Davar, you're talking about business, whatever it may be, that's problematic. But when it's in your mind, so even though it's not the best thing, okay, but it's not nicker, and therefore it's not a problem. When you're reading a paper, if I read the paper, it's very clear what I'm doing. It's nicker, just because I'm not making any noise, it's nicker what I'm doing, and therefore it'll be problematic as well. So two reasons why, even though you're not making noise, you're reading the paper, even if a person will not be reading the paper aloud, would still be problematic, either because now it's nicker, or because he's proactively putting these foreign thoughts, foreign concepts into his mind on Shabbos, and he's only allowed to think about them when they pop up. He can't go and proactively think about it. Okay. Says my right, let's go a few more lines at the Gemara, and then we'll circle back to a Machlekes. The Machlekes is showing exactly what the Isser behind Shtari Deitus. We already saw from Rashi, it's about Mekach Memker, but we'll see, not so simple, and then Nafkamina is going to be how far expansive this prohibition is. Says my Rabbi Naya, what's the difference between these two sheets, whether it's Al Shem Yimchik, that's Rav Bivi, Mixeri may come to erase, or whether the reason why you can't read the lists, the guest list or the food list on Shabbos is because of Shtari Deitus. The Gemara is going to ultimately say three nafkaminas because it's going to fall off the first couple, and it's actually going to circle back to the original nafkamina. To this one, if you wrote it on the wall high up, it was written on the wall high up. So according to it says that you make up to erase it like Hashinan. When I can make up to erase it, meaning even though obviously you got there somehow, it was initially written somehow. But there's still a concern there's no concern that he's gonna climb up there to erase it, because we have a concept that till he gets up, climbs up, he's going to realize that it's a problem of erasing, and he won't do it. But reading, even if it's high up, you can read it, and therefore chashin, you still have a chashash. Fact Gemara, one second. L'manda Meshem Yikra, according to the opinion, says the concern was he may come to erase. Necha Shem Yikra, why are we not concerned that maybe come to read? We're going to answer the other direction as well later in the daf. But why is the one who's concerned about Shem Yimchik not concerned about Shem Yikra, about reading itself like Shtari Deitus? Question one. Question two. Vesu Shem Yimchik Hashinan. You're telling me when we're concerned about erasing something, if it's high up, we're no longer concerned. We find the exact opposite. Vatanya Leker La'aner. We learned the Brisa is obviously a din we had early in the Masechta. That one's not allowed to read La'aner. Rabbi says about this din. Afilu Gavesh Dei Kamis. Afilu Gavesh Dei Mardoyes. Even if it's high, two stories, the height of two people, shtei kaimus off the ground, even if it's two maridoyas, two ox goads height off the ground, afilu asar batim zalgabze, even if it's the height of 10 houses one on top of the other. La yikra, once there's a gzeir by not reading laron there, no matter how high it is, even if it's very inconvenient, you have to climb a huge ladder, a fire escape to reach it, still, once we say you can't read laron there, you can't read, even if it's very high up. So here too, if I can't read from a something that's written, because I may come to erase it, the gzeir should apply, even if it's very high up. What should be the difference? Two questions on this explanation, what the nafkamina is, that it's high up. Between whether it's the issue of Shem Yimcha can make him erase it, or whether reading Shtar Deitas, but saying if it's high up, erasing is not a concern, but Shtar Deitas isn't a concern. We have two questions. First of all, why does the number say Shem Yimcha not worried about Shtar Deitas? Number one. Number two, we see high up doesn't make a difference by Shem Yata, by Aranair. Same thing should be over here. Eleke Benayu, where offers a different Afkamina. The Kasava Kaisel Umitasi. The cases where he Taka wrote on the wall, much lower down. We go the opposite way. It was written lower down on the wall. And the chared, I mean, once we just said the higher up is also concerned of erasing, the chared is a little bit l'raf chlamil, so you don't need to be lower down. But we Marge is saying a more practical case. We're talking about written lower down, and by lower down, we clearly have an issue of Shem Yimchik. Again, we spoke out even higher up, we may have an issue. But lower down, we certainly have an issue of Shem Yimchik. What about the issue of Shari Deitis? We don't have the issue of Shari Deitis when it's written on the wall. That's the answer, because the wall is not going to be confused with a star. A list written on the wall is not confused with reading some sort of star, and therefore that wouldn't be a concern according to my number. In fact, Gemara the Mandam Shem Yikra, one second. So according to my number, it says that Shem Yikra make up three Shtar Yaitis. That's a biased taich. Why is he not concerned with Rav Bibi's pshat that he may come to a race? He should be concerned with other issue as well. So the Gemara is still bothered. You want to make a chiluk. The chiluk is the chayka tabel vampinkas. If it was engraved into like a tablet, into a board, it was engraved, so it's not such a concern of erasing because it's engraved. Laman damer, I mean, you still could. You know, you can mess up the areas around the engraving and the letters will lose the surah, but the assumption is you're not going to do that, and therefore the guy be erasing the mandam shem yimcha le chashinan. For erasure, we're not concerned. The mandam shem yimcha le chashinan, the one who's worried about shem yimcha, about maybe even come to read for shari deitis, then we are concerned. Well, the mandam shem yimcha le chashinan, ask the Gemara, still, according to Bivu, says shem yimcha, maybe you're going to come to erase. That's normally his concern. And over here, we're granted it's not a concern because it's carved into a board. Why is it not concerned for Abaya's concern? Le chashinan, why is it not concerned that maybe you come to read for shari deitis? He said, "Avi svara, that just like we said before, svara that the wall is not confused with star. So too, maybe a tablet or a board that you carve something into is not going to be confused with a star, and a person woke up to read a star." V'atayim b'lintar b'risa, mina adam kamam b'fnim. The common v'chutz, a person can count how many guests he wants to sit inside, how many guests he wants to sit outside, and how many dishes he wants to put down in front of the kaisel. He can read all this from a wall, but he cannot read this from a board or from a tablet. Now, hechidami. We're saying the chiluk, you can't read it from the board for the tablet. What's the case? If it's mamish written in ink, why is she able to read from the wall? If it's written in ink, we should be concerned. Like we had discussed when we started, that he may come to erase because of different guests, different menus. He may come to erase on Shabbos. El avdechayik must be it's carved in, and that's why erasure is not a concern. Even when it's carved in, we're saying dafka on the wall is okay, because the wall won't be confused with a shtar. A person won't come to read a shtar just because he's reading off the wall. However, but the writing on top of the tablet, on top of the board, will still be prohibited, because that could be confused, seemingly, with documents of shtar yaitis. So we're still back to question again, we as enough community to Peshat, we have two reasons why one cannot read from his list on Shabbos. Either he make up the race, or that's Rav Bibi, or because he may confuse and think and start reading stars, reading other contracts and other stars on Shabbos. So that's a biased reason. Two different reasons. And we want to know what's the difference between nafkamina between the two reasons. So you want to say nafkamina is where it was written on a board, we see where it was carved into a board. So we see very, very clearly over here, even when it's carved in, only in the wall is it permissible, but onto a board it's still going to be prohibited. And the Gemara goes back to its original answer. La'ilam de kasav, akaisel amidli. It's talking about where it's written on the wall and it's high up. When it's written on the wall and it's high up, that's where we have nafkamina. Nafkamina to Peshatim is where it's on the wall and high up. We're not concerned Shem Yimchik, and we are concerned for Shtar Yaitis. According to this, we're saying a person would confuse reading Shtaris on the wall, reading Shtaris with reading on the wall. With the Kashlach to Rabbi, he had a question to Rabbi. Rabbi said that even when something's high up, we're concerned Shemiyata. Even when the Nair is high up, we are concerned. You can't read Lar Nair, because even though you have to climb up to tilt it, you may still come and tilt it. So here too, you should be concerned that you may have to climb up and erase. Says the Gemara, no, the Rabbi Tanayim. Rabbi's din is actually Mechalikas Tanayim, and we're siding with the opinion that's not worried about erasing something that's high up or about tilting the Nair when it's high up. The time we went to the Baisa, Mayna Adam as Erchav as Parpresav Mepiv Avlei Maksav. A person count out his guests or his dishes with his mouth, but not from writing, even written on the wall. Rav Matim Maksav Shalgabi Kaisel. Rav Achaz Matim when it's written on the wall. Now Heichidami Ilam Dechsev Matata. If it's written lower on the wall, Lecha Shemimchik. We should fight to be concerned that he's going to erase. Elav the Kaisel Midli. The case where he wrote it high up on the wall, and that's good for the Machlekes of Acha and the Tanakama. Rav Acha is saying that on the wall is okay when it's high up, and the Tanakama was saying that no, even when it's high up, it's a problem. Mamish Rabbis Din. Tanakama is worried, like Rabbis concerned, even when it's high up, the Gezer is, he make up the race. Whereas Rav Acha wasn't concerned when it's high up. Shema Mina the Rabbi Tanayim. We see Rabbis Din is Machlekes Tanayim. Shema Mina, and our Machlekes here can be siding with the view with Rav Acha, who's not concerned about erasing or tilting the light when it's high up. Says Rav Hani Tanakama, this machlekes Tanaim over here. Rav Acha and Tanakama is the same machlekes as the following Tanaim. The time of the Baisa ain't right by Mar Shabbos. One can look into a mirror on Shabbos. Actually, the truth, before we even connect this, because it's going to be, there's other halachas that base in the mirror, let's just go back to the basic idea of Shtari Deitas. So we explained from Rashi one of the explanations, one of the ideas of Shtari Deitas. Let's go to the Rishonim, have a very general machlekes, what Shtari Deitas is, and plays big enough minas as to what we are allowed to read on Shabbos. So the Ran quotes from the Ramban, the issue of Shtari Deitas, Vikur Shtari Deitas, is specifically business-related. Reading business-related Shtaris, which is the way Rashi by us seems to explain, that reading business-related Shtaris is problematic, or Bnei Talmud is this way, and therefore, so again, reading Stam would not be an issue. It's very specific reading, it should be more clear. Reading Stam theoretically wouldn't be an issue. The issue is reading contracts and business-related matters. However, we do see that we would make a gzeira of reading even regular things onto that gzeira of reading business-related matter. But again, the ikar gzeira of Shtari Deitas was business-related matters, according to Ran, based on the Ramban, and Rabbi Tam says the same. However, the Rush argues and says, even igeres shleimim, even letters, just reading letters, you want to read letters, someone sent someone a letter, even reading letters on Shabbos at Asar, and being Zariah, the Gemara shortly is going to discuss the words later on the daf, after this discussion of mirrors, the Gemara is going to discuss the word that's written under a painting or under a picture, what we call in English the captions, that are written under a painting or the picture, more discussed. Could you read that? That's certainly not business related. That's not nothing related to business. It's just descriptions. And even reading that, the Gemara is going to discuss about being prohibited. So therefore, Rush argues that even Shela Shalem are usher, even letters are usher on Shabbos. Rashi, like you pointed out before, seems to say like Ramban, because he says about Mekha Memkar. However, Rashi earlier in the Masechta, when he references the idea of reading Igeris on Shabbos, Rashi says, because it's either business related or Igeris Shluchin, or a letter. So Rashi over there seems to say it would be even Igeris like the Rush. Ron points out that the two Rashi seem to be a little bit conflicting. Rashi here is only mentioning business, but Rashi earlier mentions also Igeris Shleimim. Okay, the Rashman Chuvah says that Sifrei Chachma are mutter. See, as we get the first leniency, Sifrei Chachma mutter. He says when it comes to Chachma, anything which has some sort of benefit, intellectual benefit, that's going to be permissible. He agrees to Rashi Igeres Shleimim also usher. So he's more machmir, he agrees to Rashi Igeres Shleimim is usher, but he says that obviously business is usher, Igeres Shleimim is also usher, but if it's some sort of intellectual benefit, that would already be permissible. L'maisa Shonarach brings that Igeres Shleimim is usher. It's usher to read letters on Shabbos, Igeres Shleimim usher, and he brings Machleikas L'gavi Sifrei Chachma, he brings two tzadim, whether we side with the Rashba or not. So what's the bottom line of this? There's actually many tshuvas, many halachas written this. Rav Asher Weiss has a very elaborate and beautifully clear tshuva, which is unfortunately not so, it is what it is. It's not so lenient. He's quite machmir, alamaisa on the dinim, but the basic concept is that reading general things besides for Torah, besides for learning, besides for Torah-related matter is prohibited. Reading general things, general reading on Shabbos is going to be prohibitive. However, we'll point out the few svaras to be makel. One svar to be makel is, it's brought down in the Mefarshim, an idea that with things that are written in Lashon HaKodesh, if it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, that's permissible. Well, only if it's a different language, usher, in Lashon HaKodesh is permissible. For those that are dwelling in the Holy Land, where much of what they read is written in Lashon Kodesh, so that it would come out that the Issur Shtari Deitas, according to this, would be very, very scarce, because a lot of especially people that grow up in Israel, and almost everything they read is in Hebrew, it wouldn't be relevant that this Issur on Shabbos, according to this qualification, which is a big chiddush, which actually creates a problem with the chiddush. It's a chiddush to say that in a place where everyone reads Hebrew, all of a sudden, Lashon Kodesh is no Issur Shtari Deitas. But again, that is a svar that they bring to be makel, the things that are written in Hebrew, no gezeirah shar deitas. Magen Avraham brings another heter that brings tainug. Reading again, obviously not business related matters for sure not, but reading something that brings tainug. So even a letter, if it brings tainug, stamos are reading, it's a problem. But if it brings tainug, einik shabbos, something that brings einik shabbos, the gezeirah didn't apply. But things that bring einik shabbos, that's a big cool of Magen Avraham. Again, many places come argue on the Magen Avraham, but that's a big cool for the Magen Avraham. And they have Ramesha's asal. Ramesha brings that just like by Araner, there's a concept that what are we read. We're not makpid not to read Laron Aher. Okay, we usually have electric lights as well, and therefore it's not such a concern. But Lamaisa, we are not makpid to read Laron Aher. The reason is because the Gemara already brings that an Adam Chashiv, a person who doesn't get busy, doesn't get his hands dirty with wicks and oil. So we're not concerned. There's Shamiyata by him Taka. We're not concerned. Shamiyata by Adam Chashiv, and the Gezira doesn't apply to a person who never tends to the Nair anyway. He doesn't get busy getting his hands dirty with Nair. And therefore we're not concerned he's going to come and tilt the Nair. So the Gezira doesn't apply. So we're all considered people that don't really. Typically, we don't read from Neris. Typically, and we're not going to be busy fixing Neris to read better as usual practice. And therefore, for us, the Gezerah of Shemiyat doesn't apply. Says Ramesha, so too, we typically don't read things and then erase them to alter the papers, the documents that we're reading. We typically don't read newspapers or the like, whatever it may be, and erase it. So we're like an Adam Chashev Lagabe erasing things. We don't reuse the paper. We're like Adam Chashev Lagabe erasing things, and therefore perhaps the Gzera does apply. That's where Mesha's leniency. Lamaisa, these are all kulas to be miyashev, to maybe be miyatsyesher on the adhaga of people, but of Asher Weishlita is very particular. He's Machmer, he says that men, certainly men, who have Torah to learn, who have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and a Shabbos Kodesh, they should be busy themselves learning Torah. They shouldn't be reading any other items, any foreign items of Shabbos. He specifically mentions he's unhappy about these the Jewish publications, where half of it's full of advertisements, half of them, I mean, not to pay for these publications, and sometimes, I shouldn't say that's the only thing, sometimes the readership, the subscription pays for it, but the point is that they're certainly there for very much for the advertisements. Yeah, there may be some nice articles, some nice Torah-related articles that could be permissible, but there's many advertisements in there that are certainly prohibited on Shabbos. That would actually be not just reading Stam Edictus, it's almost like Shari Edictus. It's business-related matters, and he's very bothered that it seems to be meant for people to read on Shabbos, whereas it goes connected to Halacha. He says for men, certainly, again, women is Mamach because they don't have necessarily the Chi of Talmud Torah as much, but for men who have a Chi of Talmud Torah, he says a person should try as best possible to focus and learn as much as possible and avoid reading these other things on Shabbos. Again, he quotes all this, but he does not take a lenient approach. He definitely takes a more strict approach, halacha l'maisa. Okay. So now, the Gemara wants to connect that these machlekes tanam we just had is connected to the machlekes tanam we're about to quote. The time we learned the Braisa, ain't remember Marb Shabbos, one is not looking in a mirror on Shabbos, because he may come to cut his hair. If he sees like a loose hair, he may cut it off from Meir Matar, but Mara Kavu B'Kay. So Meir says, a mirror that's fixed to the wall is Matar, because we'll see in a second. Now, what's the difference? Why is a mirror that's fixed in the wall different? Why is he matter? Maisha gavua bekeisel datachi vachiminker. Why, when a mirror is fixed to the wall, is it okay? Because until he goes to get his scissors, he's gonna remember Shabbos. No, when the mirror is not fixed to the wall, also when he gets to get till he gets the scissors, he'll remember. What does the mirror being fixed to the wall make a difference? That by the time he gets the scissors, he's gonna remember that he's doing a malach on Shabbos. What is it with the mirror being fixed to the wall? And the mirror explains. The answer is fairly obvious that we're talking about the mirror itself is metal. Why they say a metal mirror is usher? Because you can use the mirror itself, the sharp mirror itself, to cut off the hairs on Shabbos. So what's the machlekes, whether or not you're allowed to use a mirror kavua b'keisel, a mirror that's kavua to the wall? What's the machlekes? The machlekes seems to be, our say machlekes. When it's attached to the wall, it's going to be obviously difficult to use it to cut the hairs, and you have to go get a scissors, and therefore we're saying it's mutter. The one who says, and therefore it's mutter, when it's not attached, then you can use the mirror itself. The one who says usher, even when it's attached, seems to say there's no chilek. Once we say the mirror is usher, it's usher, just like we say once it's usher to read Laron Aher, or once it's usher to read that which is written, even if it's on the wall, even if it's written high up, where it would be problematic, it would take time to go and erase it, it's still going to be a concern. So we see the same achleikas, and once you make a gzera, the gzera goes across the board. Now, another deek in this, legabe mirrors. We're saying that it's us to look, we use the mirror on Shabbos, because it's a problem of, you may come to you, see it here that's out of place and cut it on Shabbos, you may use the mirror itself to cut it there on Shabbos. What about the Isavay Silbash? We've spoken in the past, that was our famous trivia question, which two things are usser, but when done together are permissible. Two things that are usser, when done together are permissible. One of them is looking into a mirror. A man is not looking in a mirror, it's the Isavay Silbash for a man to look in a mirror. It's actually brought in Shulchan Aruch Yodea. And the second answer is taking a haircut from a guy because the guy's holding a sharp apparatus near one's head, near one's neck, chalila. And the concern is the guy may harm the yid. And the halacha is that if he does those two things together, when he's getting a haircut from a guy, he's allowed to look in the mirror for safety purposes. And that's mutter. That's a case where you have two assumed that come mutter and we do it together. Fine. But the point is, we've spoken how many times that looking in a mirror is born Shulchan Aruch, that it's an isser of Leis Silbush. Agamar seems to be discussing looking in a mirror on Shabbos being a problem. Very clearly during the week is not a problem. The Rishonim Taka bring a raya from Agamar that even though there's gemaras elsewhere that say looking in a mirror is an isser of Leis Silbush, Agamar clearly is looking in a mirror not during the week. Not on Shabbos during the week is not a problem. Not a problem with Silbush. I mean, you could deflect and say Agamar is focused on Shabbos halachas, but not focused on like Yilbush halachas. But it's not the mashmayas. It's not the simple mashmayas of our Gemara. The Ran of Avodah Zarah already says that it really depends on society. In a place where men do not look in the mirror, in a society where men don't look in the mirror, then looking in the mirror would be like necessarily Silbush. But in a society, in a place where men do look in the mirror, then of course there'll be no problem. Obviously, you know, being busy and pampering oneself too much it would be concerned regardless. But stop as they look in the mirror, if that's the norm of what men do, that would certainly not be an issue of Leis Silbush. It's already around the Rishonim, already around Avodah Zarah says this, and we point out in the past that you know I've been to many yeshivas that have mirrors up for many shuls, yeshivas. They have mirrors up. It's common practice today. Men look in the mirror to make sure that they're well kept, that they look appropriate, and therefore it would no longer be according to most shitas. It wouldn't be an isser to just to look in the mirror for what makes sure one's appearance is in line. Would not be an isser of Leis Silbush, and that would fit very well with the diak we're saying from this Gemara. Tanarabban. Ksav hamalech tachas atzura v'tachas hadikyanis. Writing that's under a picture, under some sort of tablet or some sort of artwork, writing under these things, also quotes for Shabbos. Even the writing, even the caption is usur to read on Shabbos. This is the Rosh's Raya, that's not just business stars. Any reading is usur Shabbos. With the Kenatzma, what about the looking at this picture itself, this art itself? Af b'chol usur stakaba. Even during the week, it's usur to steer to mistakal. So you can look at it quickly, but to gaze at it is usur. B'shem shnei ma'al tifta alilim, don't look at the different avodah zarah, at the idols. Where do we see this from the pasuk? Amar v'chanan, al tifnu medaitchem. Don't turn away from that which comes to your mind. So there's an issur to gaze at these paintings. So again, reading the words underneath on Shabbos is usur, and then reading and staring at the picture itself, even during the week, is usur. Now this should throw a whole massive monkey wrench into the whole concept of art. Artwork should become prohibited even during the week. You say if you can't gaze at it, if you can't gaze at art, you say we're saying okay, you let it look at it for a second, but you can't gaze at it. What's the point? Who's buying art? Who's buying art unless it's some sort of business venture? Who's buying art not to stare at it and appreciate it, not to gaze at it? So Rav Meisha has a major cool. I'm sorry, not Rav Meisha. Tosfos writing the Rishonim brings a major qualification that other shaming as well. Then we talk about the isser of gazing at art, the stafka art that relates to avodah zarah, which is the pasuk atif nolilim. Only art that has some sort of avodah zarah element is it problematic. One should not gaze at such art for obvious reasons. Now it's very, very simple to understand. But art that has no element of avodah zarah, stam art, this whole gazer, this whole isser would not apply. This whole altif nolilim doesn't apply. And that would be the element of saimachad in engaging in looking at and purchasing and storing art. Zaktumar. Mayfis adam and bond of person command. Now we'll finish with the sigis of Shardaitis. Now we move on to the lots and the lotteries for dividing up the portions in the meal on Shabbos. So Mayfis adam and bond, we said in the Mishnah that a person can make a lottery and then give his children the different portions based on the drawings, but not big or small portions. Ask Gemara. In bond of a base of in, v'macher loy. The Gemara says, it seems like dafka with his children, he can make these lottery, these drawings, but not with other people. My time, he says, because it's very simple. If they're going to start being makbid and doing drawings, they're makbid one another. If they're stingy with one another, it will inevitably lead to being over the issue of measuring on Shabbos, whether it's measuring size, mishkel, measuring weight, mishaminyan, counting in a situation, in a scenario where one's not allowed to count, using a borrowing and lending. We spoke yesterday that you could borrow and lend on Shabbos in Eifin Enter, food, especially for Shabbos, as long as you don't use the terminology of Leivin and Pirin. But they're going to be using those words, Beyumtiv, obviously, Beyumtiv, and certainly on Shabbos. The point is, people that are stingy, people that are karg with each other, they're going to be very makbid, and they're going to end up being over these Asurim of measuring weights and using wrong sprach about lending and borrowing on Shabbos. So, therefore, our Mishnah specified, one could draw lots and measure out the and kind of and not measure exact, but make up portions and do drawings on Shabbos for his children But not people that are not related, because once people that are related, when they're stingy with each other, it's going to lead to real measuring and real life of pride. The idea is by his children, it really all belongs to him. If since it all belongs to him, there's no place for the children to be stingy, to be measuring exact, because it's all up to the father anyway. It all belongs to him. He can give it what he wants, and everyone knows that. And therefore, we're not so concerned about leading to these things, whereas by other people, we would be concerned. Says the Gemara, not only that, we discussed the issue of measuring of Mida, Mishkal, and of counting. According to Beis Hillel, we have what we spoke about last night. Ribbis, it could lead to ribbis if you do exchanges of exact amounts of produce, exact amount of produce, and later on that produce changes in value, it could lead to an issue of ribbis. In fact, Gemara, one second. I already kind of jumped ahead of myself, said the answer to this. Also, why should we not be concerned? It's mutter to lend one's children, his sons and daughters, and Benebesa with ribbis. It's mutter in order to give him a taste of ribbis. The idea over there is obviously not being over ribbis. The idea is that there's no real ribbis there because everything really belongs to him when he's lending it to them. It's not a real proper loan. It's not really a proper loan. It's not a proper transaction. So it's not really ribbis, but he's doing it in order for them to get a time of ribbis. They should see how much it stings, and therefore they won't want to be on the other side. They're not going to come to lend the ribbis when they get older, because they'll see what it feels like. At least conceptually, it stings when they're on the receiving end. But again, it's not a real loan because he owns everything. He's just giving them. He's giving it to them. It's just it's kind of like a play. It's not real. In fact, one second. So it's really a play, and it's not real, and therefore, and the children aren't really entitled to anything, and therefore, there's no concern about measuring and being stingy and specific amounts. So, what happened to the Lashon HaMishnah of Mana Gedei Lamana Katana? There shouldn't be an issue of a big money connected to small money, should not be an issue either. Says the Gemara, I thought you mean to say a simple answer, like we have Ayishana Adam Ben Ben Abanam. A person should never give different amounts to Ben Ben Abanam. It's just going to lead to animosity. It could be practical advice, lead to animosity, lead to issues. But the Lashon HaMishnah of Mashma, there's some sort of concern. The Gabi Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you're right, Enechami. The Gabi Shabbos is no concern. Giving one child more than another, making it's not even giving one child more, because if you're doing a lottery, you're doing a draw, and therefore no one knows who's going to win. So therefore, giving one a bigger portion than another, making one bigger portion bigger than the Gabi, the children, it all belongs to the father anyway, and he's making a lucky winner, no problem. Really, with Gabi Shabbos, no problem. The Gemara is going to switch up the Mishnah now and say, Chsur Mechsur. Here's have to be the Mishnah. Chsur Mechsur of Achatani, here's to be the Mishnah. Mafis Adam Banav Vimei Beisa Al Shulchan. A person can make drawings, can make lots with his family members at the table for who gets what. Not only for who gets which part of the animal, which gets first or second, even a large portion versus a small portion is permissible because it's all his. My taima, right? Like Rav Merav, we said before, that a person can lend the children interest as well. The same idea, because it's not a proper loan. It's not proper transaction here. It's all belongs to the father, and he's just giving it out. So, Dafka and Banavani Vesav in Dafka with his family members is it permissible? In Macherim Loi, but this again, this our Mishnah have these words. Here's what we're getting to the Mishnah. Legabi others, he cannot do these drawings of these lots in general, and certainly not Managdel Manakatana. My time is to be Mishmuel, like Ravido Mishmuel. Managdel Manakatana, Afpachal Achayim Aser, my time is Kuvya. So, like this. With Acherim, on Shabbos is prohibited, just the regular lots. The regular drawings also, because once you're drawing these lots, people are going to start getting stingy with exact size, exact portions, to come to weigh and measure things on Shabbos, that's prohibited. That's on Shabbos. A big portion is opposed to a small portion, so once you're starting to make steaks where you're drawing lots and you're creating bigger portions, smaller portions, that's a problem not only on Shabbos, that's a problem, again, none of this is said in our Mishnah explicitly, but we're saying it's Chuzun Mechzer, it's missing, and here's what you have to read the Mishnah, that's a problem with others, even during the week. Why? Because it's like gambling. To gambling. If people all join into Chabura to get some food, and you're making lots, and you're making some portions bigger, some smaller, and it's basically a gamble, how much a person gets, that's an issue of the concern of Kivya, which we spoke out in the past. Either it's a problem of Gzela, if you hold Asmachta Leikan, the person's not saying Mechdas, he thought he was sure going to win, and therefore he didn't mean to give up his part of his portion to someone else, then it's an issue of Gzela. Even if we hold that we say we're not worried about that, Asmachta Leikanya, it's still a concern. It's enemy Yeshiva of Shalom. It's not a normal business practice, it's not in the way of the world being busy with gambling, it doesn't contribute anything to the world, it's not from the Yeshiva Ilam, and therefore either way it's a concern, and that's a concern here as well, that during the week, Mana Gedela Mana Katana is a problem, even with when it comes to others, even during the week, because it's an issue of, it's a gather of gambling. Okay, now we get to the Kohanim. We said in the Mishnah that Kohanim can make lots in order to see which kabbarnas they bring, but not for the portions. My avalei lamanos. What does it mean not for the portions? I'm back up by Zakov, Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov. So here we have another case of a person being named after the grandfather. First and foremost, again, we see the concept of Rabbi Yaakov is named after his mother's father, Yaakov, number one. But number two, why is he called Rabbi Yaakov the son of the daughter of Yaakov? Just call him by his father's name. So Rashi and Erevin points out that obviously the father was a person that was not meant to be mentioned. He was not an upstanding citizen, and therefore they purposely remember him by his mother, his mother, his mother's father. They just went through his mother's side and ignores the father. What does he answer? Avulei amanis shalchol b'yamdiv. What it means is, no, you cannot make lots for the portions that were going to be offered during the week on Yantiv. So when we say you can make lots, you can make lots. On Yantiv, you can make, for Karbanos, you can make lots. Kind of always making lots, they can do on Yantiv as well. But not for the weekday portions of Yantiv. Shita, of course not. Why would they think they could do the weekday portions on Yantiv? Says the Marmal Tehma Hayel V'Ksiv, V'Amcham Rivei Kayan, we says that your nation is like those that fight with Ganim. We know the Kanim are very high strung. Kanim very high strung. Kanim, the Gemara also speaks about Kanim having temper. We know Kanim actually have a double whammy. A Kanim who gets divorced cannot remarry a Grusha. A Kanim cannot marry a Grusha. And a Kanim who divorces his wife, if he wants to remarry his own wife, we have a problem. So therefore we have this concept called the Get Makusher. They purposely make a Get Makusher, which is a get that has many folds, that has many stitches, right? We know in order to delay the process, because a Kanim is a high strung, and he has the ramifications that if he ends up divorcing his wife, he won't be able to take her back. So therefore, they made a special get to protect the Kayan. So we see this concept that Kayanim, they're quick to, I don't want to say quick to quarrel, but they're quick to get into arguments. So therefore, a few months in the Chalami, we thought that maybe even the portions of the week, we want to set up, we want to make lots, we want to make sure everything's arranged, the faster the better, in order to avoid fighting. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Kamash Malan, that we don't allow that. Only for the lots that are relevant for Yomtiv can be done on Yomtiv. Lots that are needed for during the weekday cannot be done on Yomtiv. They have to wait for the weekdays. It's interesting, if you look at the pasuk over there, that it says Amcha Kamri VeKayin. The pasuk actually is not talking about Ganim over there. The Gemara's inference is still very clear. It refers to the fighting of Ganim as a thing, and therefore that's what we're concerned about. That pasuk is actually talking about Amcha, it's talking about Klai Yisrael large, was like Mivakai. So by the fighting of Klai Yisrael large. But again, the point is that we still see what's the mushal we use. The mushal we use is the Mivakai. We see it's a concept they're more apt to get into arguments, and therefore there's a havamin that we can do the manas even during the week. We can start doing the drawings, the lots on Yom Tov Kamashman that we cannot. Another member, once we quote this author of Rabbi Yaakov, this gets almost like a take us on the Ahmed, I believe in like more of a God type Gemaras. We quote a member from Yaakov, Breder Bas Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov, the grandson of Rabbi Yaakov. So of Yaakov, so we're going to quote a few other members in his name. Whoever causes his friend to get punished on his account, he's not going to be in the mechitza of Kadosh Baruch Hu. If on my account, chalila, someone else gets punished, I am not considered desirable in the mechitza of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a mila to have other people punished on one's account. But nonetheless, where do we see this? Ilei Mishum Tachzav says the pasuk of Yom Hashem, Mi Fates Achav V'Yal V'Yipav Ramis Gilad V'Yemer Zebekoy V'Zebekoy V'Zeimer Bekoy. Who's going to entice Achav to go and fall at the Ramis Gilad? And the spirit said, "I'll go do it." V'Yetzer Ruach V'Yamel V'Hashem V'Yemer. And if the spirit came and said, "I'll do it," V'Yemer Yetzer V'Yisav Ruach Shaker B'Fi Kol Neviyav V'Yemer Tvatav V'Gamtuchot Tev Asakein. So what happened was that Achav, if you remember the story in the Navi, Achav went and he desired the vineyards, the fields of Navis, and he killed Navis to get his fields. So the Ruach of Navis, to get revenge, came and went and lied and tricked Achav. He said, "I'll go do it. I'll be the one trick him to go up to Ramaz Gilad, where ultimately Achav made his downfall." If I mean my Ruach, what is Ruach? Amar Biachon is the Ruach of Navis. It's the Ruach of Navis. Might say. So what does it mean? Say in the pasuk. Say Achav means Amar Avtei Mechazase. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Leave my mechitza." You're very nice that you went to go extract revenge and get him punished, but leave my mechitza now. You don't belong in my mechitza now that you got involved with getting Achav punished. So we have a raya that someone who causes others to get punished on his account is out of the mechitza of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara says not a raya. Dom Hasam. Any time the Chesavash David Shkarim Leikayim. The pasuk says that when he did it, he tricked him. He says, "What does pasuk say? Ve'yamer Eitzev Yisrael Ruach Sheker B'fi." I'll go with the Ruach Sheker. We know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Ruach Sheker in his midst, right? Davish Karim, Laika, and those who speak Sheker cannot be established for the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a separate concern there. Who said it's because the Ruach Navis caused Achav to be punished? Maybe it's because he spoke Sheker. That can't be a source. Elam Echay is another source. Savata Kalim Makavid Shesei Gamata Va'aril says that you became full of embarrassment rather than honor. You drink as well as the one that didn't have a bris milah. Savata Kalim Makavid Zenu V'chanetzar. So when Nebuchadnezzar came to attack Tzidkio, what happened was the Nebuchadnezzar's arelus grew. We're going to see later in the daf, actually later in the Amid, he grew extremely long. It grew, I mean, abnormally long. It was very embarrassing for him. And that was the protection for Tzidkio when he came to attack Tzidkio. So it seems like that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that because you were involved in the kolin of Nebuchadnezzar, therefore you're going to be held accountable. The Gemara says Shver, it wasn't a comment to Tzidkio. The comment was specific to Nebuchadnezzar. And number two, he didn't do anything. Tzidkio was a passive over there. He didn't actively cause that someone should be punished on his behalf. This idea that someone gets punished on his behalf should only, at the very least, be if the person is involved, if he instigates the punishment. Tzidkio was a tzaddik, an innocent bystander. Nebuchadnezzar came to attack him, and Akash Baruch punished Nebuchadnezzar. Why on earth would that make Tzidkio out of favor in being Akash Baruch's mechis? It doesn't make sense. When the Russia wanted to do this disgusting deed, again, we'll see more enough about that. In short, Nebuchadnezzar was being Isaac and Mishkav Zachar with all the leaders, all the other kings. He was like the leading king of the world, and he would actually take the leaders, and he would abuse the leaders of the world to show his dominance. So he wanted to do the same thing. He says, yo, that's when Kadosh Baruch Hu went and punished Nebuchadnezzar, but Nebuchadnezzar didn't do anything, so that can't be the source. Elam Helcha, what's the source that a person who causes others to get punished is going to be not invited to the mechitzah of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Gam enish tzadik leitayv. Punishment for the tzadik is not good. Ein leitayv. Now the lashon of leitayv is really a nice way of saying el ra. Leitayv means really ra. Ksev leikel chafetz. Leikel chafetz Russia. Ata leigur chara. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like Russia. He doesn't like ra. Tzadik ata Hashem leigur mibugrecha ra. So here we have it very, very clearly. You're Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're righteous, and therefore the one who is involved with evil shouldn't be allowed in Yimagura. Yager shouldn't dwell in Yimagura. So we're darshing a punishment for the tzaddik is not good. Meaning, it's actually bad. A tzaddik causing punishment to others is bad, and it will cause them not to be able to dwell in the Megura, in the dwelling of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So based on that, possibly we see the concept that one who causes others to get punished will not be invited into the mechitzah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. My mashmalai chalashim lishim to furu. So first of all, we go back for a second. In the Mishnah, we use lashon chalashim to say lots, drawing lots for the kana, for their portions. Why do we use lashon chalashim? When do we see the lashon chalashim? We're not going to answer why we use it, but where do we see the lashon chalashim being pura, being lots? It says Marduk Siv, Eichel Fatim Mishmaim Hillel Ben Shachar Negat Al Aretz Chaylish Al Agayim Amar Barbar Mahuna Malam Mishay Matal Pur Agudel Malchus Nuchnetzer would make a lot regarding the Malchus Leita Ezem and Yaimish Shemesh Kazacher, which one he was going to sodomize that day. So Nuchnetzer would take the leaders, the royalty of the other nations that he conquered, in order to further put them under his domain. He would actually also could use a mushkas and a bataiva. He went and he would engage them in, he would force them into Mishkav Zachar, and he made lots. So we see, we're saying that lots come from Lashon of from the Pasuk says Chaylish Alagayim. He's Chaylish. We see Chaylish can reference lots. That's why Mishnah uses Lashon of Chaylish to reference lots. It says all the different Malchigayim. What does that mean? Shenachum Mishkav Zachar. It says that the Pasuk that they all were resting in their own house. What does it mean they're resting in their house? They were put down by Nebuchadnezzar. They all rested when Nebuchadnezzar died. They rested. Why they rested when he died? Because they got rested from being attacked, from being violated by Nebuchadnezzar. From Rabbi Yechanan, Kliyam of Shai says Russia. All days of that Russia. Leinim says Shchayik Pefeh Shabaria. There's no laughter in the mouth of any Beriah Shemar. Nachashak to Kolitzu Kol Aretz Pitzchu Rina. Mechal that Hashlo Avir Rina. After he died, it burst forth with song, which means till now there's no Rina, there's no song, because everyone was all upset, everyone was all nervous and concerned when Nebuchadnezzar was alive and in charge. Rabbi Yechanan, Asul Amin Beveisu Shavish Russia. It's us to stand in the house of that Russia, Nebuchadnezzar, Shnemer, Useirim, Yiraktu Sham. It says the Seirim, which is Lashon of Shadim, of demons, they still dance in the house of Nebuchadnezzar. Amru Demarav, Bishashi, because Ishrash Lassas, Lesa Tadakach, when Nebuchadnezzar will do the same disgraceful act to the tzaddik, to Tzidkio, Nimshchar Lassa, this is the Gemara we were referencing earlier, Nimshchar Lassa, Shleish Meis Amma, his erla, his foreskin grew 300 amas vayimachzeres akom mesibekula, and it surrounded the entire gathering. All the kings, all the different people that were gathered in front of him, his erla surrounded all the mishnemar. Savata kolim mekavet shesay gamat of arel. Arel, the gematria of arel is gematria shosh meis ave. Arel is gematria 300. Of course, reish. There's 200 plus the ayin and the lamed 70 and 30 is 300. Amru Rav, b'shashi yard ice rush legenim. When he went to the genim, rashu clear the genim. All those that are already wearing genim, they trembled from him. Amru shemalim shalayim buva. Maybe he's coming to rule us over here as well, like he did when he was king of the world. Aylelachem kameisim buva, or maybe aylelachis kameisim buva. Shnemer gam ata hichleis kamenu elenam shalta. Or maybe he's coming to rule over us, or he's coming to be weak like us, like he does not hichleis kamei elenam shalta. Yes, basu emer meminam amta redavish kaves arelim. To who the lashon of meminam amta? Who is more beautiful? Who are you more beautiful than? Go down and lay with those that are not arelim. So we learn from the drush of the pasuk is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is telling to Nebuchadnezzar, you go to Gehenim and be alongside the people that are just such wicked like you, it seems like we're saying that you're not going to be ruling over them anymore. You're going to be on the same level as the people that you go down to Genim with, and therefore the people in Genim don't have to be scared of him. He no longer shlita. Ech shavas negesh shavsa madava. It says how how he rested the one, the golden one who was oppressing people. How he rested. Amri damarav shavsa umazu sha'amra. It means that Bavel stopped, which used to say Bavel say what type of kufnut amalf. Bavel used to say madait vave. Bring your gold. Bring your stuff that's chashuv to us. They used to rule over the world and confiscate from all the chashuv stuff. They no longer have that power. Vigadarmi, as some say, what it means is shamar ma'id ma'id havi blemida. Bring more and more without measure. So it doesn't mean bring your gold. It means bring as much as possible without measure. Bring everything, and there's no limit to what they took. And the mar finishes off. Another member, Pat Nuvachanetzer, Revu Yisera Hesifilas, an additional grayness was given to me. I'm reading the Abba. What does that mean? Lamisha Rachav Al Ari Zachar. Nuvachanetzer rode on a lion, the Kashatan Bereshia, and he tied a big snake to its head. Even the Chayasada would give it to Nebuchadnezzar to rule. When Nebuchadnezzar was at his peak of his power, he would ride on a lion, he'd have a big snake around his head. It was the ultimate show. People that would see him would tremble from fear from his power. And that was the Mekayim, the Pasuk of Gam Eschai Sadan Satla Avdei. We'll stop over here, pick a fear, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful day.